When's the last time somebody believed in your relationship with Jesus?
You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Friscup. This message was recorded on February 19, 2025, and is titled, Leave It to the Ravens. Grab your Bible, and let's join Steve and the message.
Because of the miracles that God was doing in your life right in front of their eyes. But if you don't learn how to trust him enough to wait, you're never going to have the confidence enough to respond. And if you won't respond, you'll never be in the spot to where God can do the miracles. You know what? What's kind of funny around here, and just a couple little historical things. Back when we was over on Birch Street, man, there's some of them Thursday nights would get plumb crazy. I mean, we'd see God doing things and people getting healed and all kinds of stuff happening. I mean, it was just a lot. And we all thought it was really cool, and it really was cool. It was really difficult because one week you'd have this big move of God, and you'd think, boy, how are we going to top that next week? Well, we wasn't. We was going to have to wait on the Lord to do all that. How many of y'all were there back in them days on Birch Street? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Do you know how many people would slam in that building? Over 200 a night. Where's the other 191? Where's the other 191? You saw the miracles. Maybe it just didn't happen at home for these people. And maybe it just got easier to melt into a place where nothing was required, nothing challenged you, nothing tested your mind or your mustard. You just kind of cruise along here till we die and go to heaven. Where's the other 191? I can name some of them. Maybe they didn't have miracles at home, but having it here, and then when it all kind of died off here, where'd they go? Because I've asked God 10,000 times, hey, why ain't we getting to have all that? That was fun. Everybody liked it, and the place was full. It was fun. How come we're not having fun? How come now I preach like a grumpy old white guy? What am I doing wrong here, Lord? You're not. I showed them what I could do for a small season. Now, if it's not happening in their lives, it's on them. It's not on you. It's on them. It's on them. Why has this become so essential now today? Because God is absolutely essential to navigate the waters of what's coming. You got 3.5 years coming. And we're going to kill the goose. The golden egg is what ruined our country, so we're going to kill the goose. And God put a man in our midst who will kill the goose. He don't need the goose, so he's going to kill the goose. People who need the goose don't want to kill the goose, and it's going to get a little confusing when you walk out one of these days and all you got is goose feathers in your mouth. And we can't find no egg. Let me tell you real quick. Clovis horse sale. Great testimony. Once we finally got to this place in 1995, I get born again, want to preach the gospel to all my friends. go through the whole growing process just like everybody else, trying to get better at this, trying to listen to God. But I finally got to a place a long time ago where I trusted God to give me direction in my business, in my household, in my business, and especially in this, all of it. Inquire of the Lord. What now? What now? What now? And so I start cleaning up that mess over there. I'm telling you, Clovis Horse Sale was the biggest hellhole on the planet. Bar none. It was the devil's playground on steroids. And now I've met Jesus, and I don't get to escape, and we're going to clean it up. That was fun. Now we've kind of got some authority around there, and things are kind of going good. Later on, we get to a place there, whatever year it was, 20 years ago, we're selling little old baby colts around there, little for 100 apiece, 150 apiece. People are trying to raise their colts, and they've got studs and mares, and they're really good people and really good friends, and they're trying to make a living doing them. We're selling them for 100 apiece, and we're charging them $80 to sell them for 100 apiece, and so they get 20. This is really working out well. And I said, Lord, what can I do to help these people? This is a passion. I didn't know then what I know now. I just said, what do I do? Now, all this is going to sound kind of silly, but it needs to, because your everyday life is no different than mine. And just like that, you could create a futurity. You could create something that had an end to the means that would benefit all your little breeders in your area. What I call second and third tier product. They weren't big-time stuff that we were going to do in Fort Worth. They weren't big-time things. But these people had a passion for what they were doing, and I was part of it. And I could inquire of the Lord and say, Lord, what do we do? And so we started a fraternity 20 years ago. The market began to go up, but it began to start its own little churning of its own, and people started doing good, and we've been doing good for 20 years. And doing better as we go for everybody else. Do you know if everybody around you is doing good because of you, you're going to do good? It's the best business model there is in the world, and it's in that book. It's in the Bible that if everybody around you does good, if you make sure everybody around you is doing good, you are guaranteed to do good. Just make sure you value people more than you value money, and you'll always do well. That's a fact. So we start that little process. So everything's going pretty good. We got everything kind of to a place. Most of y'all know the story because we live it. We lived it right here in front of y'all. It was getting dead-ended. The brook was drying up. We were in a tough spot. I'd fought for years to move away from that sale barn and move over to the Curry County Event Center. And we've been to the governor's office, and we did all the stuff, and we couldn't get any stalls, and we couldn't get any help. We just couldn't get any help. So it was dead-ended. You can ask my wife. I was getting dead-ended. I was getting frustrated, tired. There was no forward vision. It was just do the same old, same old, same old. You know, one of the things I just can't stand about religion is the same old, same old, same old, same old. Jiminy Pete, who in the world has vision in the same old all the time? And I was getting dead-ended. And then we were blessed with COVID. They had built that Mallet Event Center like 13, 14 years ago now. So when they first built it, and we were fighting the fight for Curry County and trying to do something over there, I'd said something to Charlie a time or two. Hey, they got a pretty slick little building over there at that level land over there. That's a pretty neat little old spot. Oh, God, it was just like throwing a tomato up against a brick. It'd just splatter and go everywhere, and then you didn't get nothing out of it. I mean, just We just wasn't doing it. And then right here, one night, I was teaching out of the book of Exodus. And we were preparing for Passover. And we were leaving. We were not going to stand for the plague of COVID. And we were going to live under the blood. And we were moving. And while I was teaching all that, the Lord spoke to me standing right here. And he said, "It's time for your exodus. Go to Texas." Lord, I'm already in Texas. Bring your horse sail to Leveland. Charlie and I had not had a discussion. We had not brought it up. They had canceled our March horse sale. We were preparing for June, and we knew that we were going to get canceled again. Leading up to all that, we just told them in San Antonio last week, I produced the last sale. Robin and I and a partner produced the last sale that they had had at San Antonio before COVID broke every record they had, and then all of a sudden we don't do it no more. Had I not done that, I'd have never been trained to do, I wouldn't have known how to do what we did. And standing right here, the Lord said, make a move. And the very next morning, the lady that runs the mallet calls me at 9 o'clock in the morning and says, you need to move your horse sale over here. You know, me and the Lord had that idea last night. I said, but I don't know how that's going to go with the other half of this. And in just a minute, Charlie Rogers calls me. And he said, hey, we might need to move this over to Leveland. This ain't going good over here. I said, it's already a done deal. The lady just called me. We're moving. That was in May. We got a horse sale June 15th or something. We've got quite a few of them stacked up there because we've done been canceled now once. And so nobody's been selling anything. Nobody's doing anything. So we still got them. And in 30 days, the new deal at Leveland was created. We were lost as little gooses and we just took off, didn't we, Robin? And we didn't know what we was doing. We didn't know how it was going, but we just took off. Said, okay, Lord said, go, we're going. And we did it. And it's been good. So now we're coming to a time. Things are shifting. Things are moving. You can smell it. It's funny about God. He's never let me get behind. He's always kept me ahead. So I've been wondering about some things with our business. It's important to us. Our horse sale is very, very important to us. The people are very, very important to us. Our families, all invested. It's very important to us. And I'm sweeping my barn Monday. Just kind of been some BBs rolling around, not much. And all of a sudden, it's just like a voice from heaven. Hey, you need to make a change and do this. I'm not going to go into the details of it, but it's awesome. Your son is going to love it. He's going to love it. I mean, Leveland's fixing to be the spot. And I quit sweeping, and I called Robin, and I said, meet me in the backyard. I said, I thank the Lord. Just give me an idea. And I run it by her. And then I called another guy and run it by him. And I called Karen and run it by her. And I've run it by all my guys, all my main guys around there. And then Charlie and I, we run it by each other today and run it by the girls. And I'll just float this boat till somebody can find a hole in it. Until today, what's today, Wednesday? I heard Monday. Today, I get on there and I make this big announcement. And we have changed a lot. Like, boom. Right there while you was hiding under your hoodie today, Murph. I went down there and changed the whole thing. Big reroute. You know what I love about that? The whole time I'm staring out the windshield. I'm not gazing in the rearview mirror. I'm not worried about the shrapnel. I'm not worried about the shaking. I promise you there are people in the horse sale business in the next 24 months are going to quit. There's some of this is not going to work out well. But as for me and my house, woohoo, we're rolling, baby. I'm telling you, this is good. God is good. God is wise. God loves his children, and God loves what we love. And he knows about my family. He knows this is who we are. He knows this is what we do. He knows we do it to his glory. He knows we pray to him and try to listen to him. He knows. And so the God of heaven and the God of earth will give a guy a really good idea while he's sweeping the barn. And he'll just light a fire in you. And it's been so fun this week to tell everybody, well, the Lord told me this while I was sweeping the barn. Because, I mean, if you heard all the details, I couldn't do that on my own. It had, I mean, it come just like that, and I'm telling you, it's awesome. And we didn't have to tweak or do nothing. I mean, it's awesome. He'll do that for everybody. The Bible said he is no respecter of persons. So an ordinary man named Elijah come into a drought. And he went to the brook, and he went to the widow. He was willing to lay down for the next generation, and the whole batch got saved. Everybody was okay. There is no other reason for me to stand up here once a week other than to make sure you and your family are okay. God wants you and your family to be okay. He doesn't want it to be easy for you and your family. He wants you to seek him. I mean, for crying out loud, I'm driving a new little old pickup out there that was all God. That's the best thing God ever done for me was tell me to buy a new pickup that you mash on the gas. And that song goes whoosh. I mean, I've been passing people, jumping out in front of people. I mean, I've been getting it. I want you to find another 65-year-old guy standing around that's excited about living as I am. It's awesome. It's just all God. Hey, wait a minute. Now go do this. Watch what happens. Do this. Watch what happens. Here's the best part. In the middle of everything that we do, people will watch on that screen right there. There's probably a guy in Clovis watching today while we preached one day. And Murph blew his horn. His belly got all healed up. Everything got healed up. And a guy from way down South Texas last week that I guess I met him once, don't remember it maybe, he calls and he's sicker than sick. Pray for him over the telephone. He called me yesterday morning. He's sitting on a horse. He said, I just want you to know the Lord healed me. You prayed with me, and the Lord healed me. That's not because I'm a preacher. It's because I'm a man, and God is God, and we recognize that. Murph is a man with a horn. He's a man with a horn, a horn that came off an animal. Not a brass trombone. It's a horn that came off an animal, and a man blows in a horn that came off an animal, and God heals people. You want to kick Big Pharma in the butt? Get a horn that came off an animal and blow in it. God will heal you, and the Holy Ghost will educate you. And he'll speak, and you can move, and you can sit. And in these next 3.5 years, just like the book of James said the other day, don't grumble. This is what we asked for. But we're going to kill the goose. But God will take care of you and your family, no matter what, if you'll follow his lead. That's all I got for tonight. That ought to be about enough. Don't you reckon, Dusty? Is that enough? here's what I want to do before I leave town. If there's anybody standing in here tonight that wants to be anointed with oil, prayed over, the Bible says in James 5 that if any one of you sick, that you should call up the elders of the church. They'll anoint you with oil. Those prayers lifted up in faith will make sick people well. I believe the scriptures. So before we leave town, is there anybody here that needs prayed for tonight? I want you to come down, and I want to get Murph, and I want you, and I want you, and you, and you. Come up here. You guys have been ministering around here a little bit, and some of them that I've been kicking around on your dog. Come on. Now, if there's anybody that's sick, anybody needs healed, I'm going to anoint you with oil, and we're going to lay our hands on you, and we're going to pray. If there ain't nobody sick, then we can leave town and know that everybody's well. Or if you have somebody sick in your life that you want to stand in for them tonight, you want to present them the same way a centurion presented his son before the Lord. Is there anybody tonight that wants to be prayed over? Maybe, maybe not. Now, it doesn't matter to me. Now, the quicker we get done, the better. But if you want prayed for, come down here, and we're going to anoint you with oil, and we're going to pray over you. Yes. Yes, stand in for your brother. What about you?
My friend Dave Brown.
Dave, this young man needs it. And we're going to do it. And his whole family coming up here with him. What about you guys?
My stepfather.
Stepfather? Awesome.
We also have two little granddaughters that just had the crud.
Okay.
Little 7-year-old
guy named Pax. Got cancer. Same. 9-year-old cousin with cancer. What you got?
Sean's wife has cancer.
Okay. Okay. Yep. She just had surgery.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Still got some cancer.
Still got something going on. Okay. Come on in here. What y'all got? Your dad? Okay. Yep. Yes, sir. Well, we need them healed. Yes, sir. Anybody else right quick? Did we mention everybody? Okay. Every head up, every eye open, and every light on.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. Or on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.